return.
The Lord be with you, Brother Rob.
What a true blessing it is to be among God's people today. And Brother Steele got me thinking while I was sitting there while he was preaching. And sometimes I can actually think and hear. So I was thinking while you were preaching, but I knew what you were saying. There's a lot of duty and a lot of responsibility that we have. A lot of people like to give it to the pastor, all the duty and all responsibility. But as God's children, we all have a huge duty and a huge responsibility. And I too, Brother Steele, share some of your concerns and wonder, down home in the wintertime, we have what we call a freshet. And that's when the creeks rise and the swamps fill up and it leaves a mark on the trees. And I wonder sometimes, what mark are we leaving? Our forefathers left us something gracious and wonderful, but where is our mark? You know, are we fulfilling what our forefathers left? Sometimes I wonder if, we're not doing what we need to be doing. I know in my heart that I could do more than what I do. And I understand that. I understand I'm Adam by nature. I understand I'm weak. I understand all that, but I have a desire. I have a desire to do better, and how wonderful that is when you start realizing that you have a desire also. If you didn't have that desire, you wouldn't be here today.
True.
So there's a desire that we have, but as Brother Ralph was talking, we have got to nurture that desire. You know, we have a great inclination that we're going to do good, but I fall short of the mark. These same ones in the Bible had a great inclination to do good, but they fell short of the mark also. But God never fell short of the mark. And I was thinking about that while you were preaching, Brother Ralph, and I got to thinking about it. I said, you know, in this life, and I've spoken over this before, y'all heard me say this before, you've got to make choices. You know, what choices do you make in your life? You know, you have choices to make. You have, Joshua told the people, choose you this day. And you have choices to make in your life. Of every decision, everything that you do is a choice that you make. You know, a lot of people say the devil made me do it, but that's not true. It's a choice that you made. You have a choice to follow God or follow Him. You have those choices in life that you make. You know, a lot of times in life I make the wrong choice, or out of a rash decision I make a stupid choice, but I make the choice. And you got to learn to live with your choices. Well, if you want to follow along with me, and I'm going to start in Deuteronomy is where I'm going to start. And it said 30th chapter, and I'm just going to start at number 1 there. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse which I set before thee, thou shalt call to mind among all nations where the Lord God has driven thee. It's a blessing and a curse. You know, the Lord has laid it out for you, you know. You know, what do you want, you know? What are you here for? What are you doing? Are you looking for the blessing, you know? And I'm going to try to go, you know, most of the time I hope and pray that where I go, I'm going to be blessed, you know? I'm looking for a blessing, you know? So I'm in the right frame of mind, Brother Gary, because I came looking for a blessing. Because I know that if I stay in the world, that I'm going to get cursed. I know if I stay over there, so, you know, that's a pretty easy decision to make, you know. Shall I go or shall I stay? Well, if I want the blessing, if I have a desire for the blessing, if I want the feel inside, if I want that feeling that you have when you get warm all over, if you want that, well, where do you go to get it, you know? So I'm going to church, you know, I'm going to God's house. Because I know the Lord will bless me if He desires to bless me. Now, I don't know if He is or not. But I know He has that ability, and I understand that if I am blessed, it is of God. Don't get me wrong. I didn't do anything to get blessed. Amen. So don't anybody think that now. But I know that if I am blessed, it is of God. Amen. So if God has blessed me, and I feel the blessing, rejoice shall I do. But also, if you're blessed and I'm not, I'm going to rejoice also in you because you are blessed of God. So where do you go and what do you do and how do you live your life? Well, obviously, if you want to stay in the blessings, then we need to follow God's commandments and statutes. Obviously, we need to look to God always for the blessing, because we know where our blessings come from. We look unto God for everything. It says, "Thou shalt return unto the Lord God, and shall obey His voice, a calling to all the commandments this day, and thou shalt... And thou and thy children and thy heart with thy soul." And he said, you know, we've got to look under God, you know. We go so many different places in life and place towns. They're looking for the blessings of God. And we forget about, as Brother Ralph was talking about, the blessings of God. You know, I can handle this, you know. And whenever you start saying, "I can do something," you're in trouble. It should always be, "We can." And I'm talking about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because as he did, as you all know, when he called Moses, Moses was weak right off the bat. I'm not gifted with tongue, you know. I can't do anything. And the Lord said, "Well, I'll send my brother." He said to Brother Aaron with you to speak for him, you know. We have to understand in our weaknesses, we are weak. But in our strength, we have the blessings of God and we're most powerful. How wonderful that is. It says, "If the Lord God will circumcise thy heart and in the heart of thy seed to love the Lord God in all things with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all that may live us." He said, you know, if the Lord has touched you and blessed you and circumcised, you know, he's took that old stony heart out. He's given you a heart of flesh, you know. And it's because God has touched you in a way that you see and understand. That change that came upon in your life was a gift of God. And Brother Ralph and I were talking about that this morning downstairs, you know. Oh, I heard one sermon down here this morning. I heard one out there this morning. I heard one, you know, everywhere I went this morning, these preachers were ready to preach. So I'm going to try to get on through here and let them come on and preach, you know. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord God will make thee precious in every work of thy hand, the fruit of thy body, the fruit of the cattle, the fruit of the land, for good, the Lord, again, rejoice over there, the good, to rejoice. He said, rejoice, the Lord is going to bless you. And not only is he going to bless you, he's going to bless the land, your life. Everything about you is going to be blessed, you know. All that is a gift of God. Rejoice that you're blessed. A lot of times we don't rejoice in our blessings because, I don't know, we're too reserved and too hold back. You know, there's nothing better than a Brother Ralph, a good amen every now and again when a brother's preaching, you know. So we understand where our blessings come from. If thou shalt hearken unto, verse 10, hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, keep his commandments, his statutes, which are written in the book of law, if they will turn unto the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul. I mean, he's saying it right here. He's telling us what we need to be doing. We need to be looking to God and everything with all our heart and all, you know, there shouldn't be any reserve in it, you know. You should be on fire, the fire that Brother Ralph, when he put that kindle, that little fire in that, you know, you should be burning up with the Spirit of God because you, of all people, understand where it come from. You know, when the Lord first touched me, I grew up in the church. I was always in the church. Another order, don't get me wrong here. But I always had a desire, a love of God. But I didn't understand it. Till finally one day, the Lord touched me and I started saying, "Well, wait a minute. This has got to be something different than what I feel." And all of a sudden, you're touched and your eyes are open. And you know, really, you start hearing for the first time what those old preachers were talking about, our forefathers. He said, "For the commandments which I command you this day is not hidden from them, neither is it far off." But you know, how many of you times if you walk out of church, you know, and I'm guilty. I didn't get nothing out of church today, Brother Gary. It just didn't give me anything, you know. And then you look over there and you see somebody with the tears just rolling down your face. And you're wondering, well, what did I miss? You know, what did I miss? You know, let's go down. Verse 15, he says, there's a lot more in 12, 13, and 14. But in time, I do want to hear these brothers. But we'll go to 15. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. Now that's something that the Lord has laid before us. The good life or the evil life. There's your choice right there. He said, I set before you this day life and good, death and evil. He said, that I command thee this day to love the Lord God, to walk in His ways, keep His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou go and possess it. But in thy heart, turn away. He said, if you choose, you know, that's you know, a lot of people, you know, they say, well, I just don't, you know, you've chose not to get the blessing. I mean, you can look at it any way you want to. But if you choose, if thy heart turn away, thou will not hear, but thou shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. You know, that's a conscious choice. You know, the Lord God is a jealous God. He's not going to allow you to have another God. He's not going to allow you. You know, He said, I'm jealous for Zion's sake. You know, I will denounce you this day, and you shall surely perish. And there shall be now no prolonging your days upon the land, whether they pass over Jordan. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before your life and death a blessing and a curse. Therefore, underline this next word, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live forever. There's a choice. Choose life, that thou and thy seed, you know, it's a conscious choice. Doesn't have anything to do with eternal salvation. Don't anybody? He's talking about living here now. Amen. He's talking about in this time. Choose you this day life and the blessings. That's what he's telling. He's telling the congregation right there. You've got to make that conscious choice. You know, Brother Jamie and I were talking there, and Jamie was saying, this is an excuse. You know, we're good. We're full of excuses. We can come up with more excuses. I mean, you know what? I'm kind of slow to wit sometimes. I'm kind of slow to think sometimes. But I can come up with an excuse like that. You know, sometimes I stutter and back up on things I got to do. But when I need an excuse, brother, I got one. And that's where we are. We make excuses, you know. When we really, what an excuse is saying is, I'm sorry. That's what I am, sorry. And I'm not mean like, I'm talking about a worthless person. That's what I'm talking about. When we realize, you know, those excuses are nothing. But we're good at it. But our God, He said, choose your life. Thou may love the Lord thy God. Thou may obey His voice. And that thou may cleave unto Him. For He is life and length of days. As Brother Ralph said, without God, without Jesus, without all, you know, we don't have a life. You know, if you don't believe that, go out in the world and you take somebody that's on heroin or drug addiction or whatever, you know, alcohol, whatever. They don't have a life. They have an addiction. They have a mean. They just live. You know, what about your life? How do you live your life? You know, are you happy? Are you satisfied? Are you at a point in your life that you can sit down and relax and look at all the things? You know, what about your life? What life did you choose, you know? When I grew up, when I graduated from my high school, the church that I was a member of, they offered me a four-year college degree to go in the ministry to learn to preach the Bible. And I remember, and I never forget it as long as I live. I looked at that old, and then he was a reverend. You called him reverend. He said, I am never going to be a preacher. I'm going to choose to go out in the world and do my thing because I'm going to make $1 million, but I ain't going to do it over there in that church. Well, it's amazing to me how the Lord, He has a plan. He has an understanding. And I can tell you right now, from that moment on to the time that when the Lord touched me, I had a miserable life, but I thought I was happy. But I was most miserable. But when the Lord touched me, when He touched you and you realized there is a God. You know, all my life, I always believed in Jesus and God. I believed in that, but I didn't really know Him. But when you know Him, Just like Paul or Saul was on that Damascus road. When he touched him and he struck him down, he knew immediately who God was. He knew immediately who Jesus was. You too knew it too. The minute, the second, the hour he touched you, you knew exactly who he was. And you knew exactly what he was. And you can deny all you want. But the Lord knows his children. He knows his sheep. He knows who they are. And what's amazing to that, you hear his voice and he hears your voice. So don't deny that. But I will tell you right now, the choices we make. Do we want to keep that fire going? Or do we want to put it out? It's all about living here now. It's all about the choices we make here now. You know, if you want to be happy, you know, if you want to be blessed, you got to go where they are. Because if you don't, you're not going to find them over there. If you want to be happy and blessed, I don't know if the Lord is going to bless you today or tomorrow. I don't know. But I'm coming looking. And I know that I got a chance to find it here. I also know that I don't have a chance out there to find it. Because I can tell you right now, what I find out there is drug addiction, alcoholism, just a crazy world going bad. And the only place that I have some stability in my life, the only constant thing you have in your life is God. And he says, I change not. And you need to start thinking about that. It's the same God yesterday, the same God today, and it's the same God tomorrow. He hadn't changed a thing. The only thing that's changed through time is man. That's the only change that's been made. So if you're looking for consistency in your life, and I don't know anybody who's not looking for consistency, if you're looking for a place of refuge, if you look for a place of love, if you're looking for a place where you can sit down and be at rest. You know, I don't know about you brothers and sisters, but you know, when I go to a strange place, I'm not at ease. You know, I'm worried, you know. But when I come into a place of rest, is that not what we're looking for? A place to come in and rest? You know, we lay down at night, we sleep at night, but you don't rest. Rest comes when you're at ease. Rest comes when you're in a place that you feel the mighty hand of the Lord and Savior. How many times in your life have you been in trouble and in times that just didn't know where it was, you know, where the answer was or what you're going to do? And all of a sudden you just feel that ease come upon you and you realize that the hand of God has just brought you through the fire again. I tell people this all the time. I said, you know, the Lord God that we have, I said, he's just another Red Sea we got to cross, you know. It's just another River Jordan. It's just, you know, it's just, we've got to keep right on, keep right on going, looking to him. We've got to trust in him totally, realizing that the only blessings we're going to get out of our life on this day is of God. He said it right here. I set before you this day life and blessings or death and curse. Choose you which one you want to follow. You know, it's real simple. You can't be wishy-washy. He didn't say you can't ride the fence here. He said you pick life and blessings. As for me, I'm going to do my best to try to pick the right time. But I can tell you right now, I'm going to call on him every time. And then therefore, hopefully, the Lord will bless me. I'm looking for it. I expect it. But I also got enough sense to understand that he don't bless me every time. But when he does, I know he can every time. And we need to realize that in our life. We don't understand. As I said last night, who knows the mind of God? But I can tell you right now, his blessings are there for you. All you have to do is choose you this day what direction you're going to go and follow God. Thank you for your kind attention.
Amen.